Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem to forgive Miriam, and Hashem said if her father would have been upset at her, then she would have been embarrassed for 7 days. Certainly here she should be embarrassed for 7 days. And from here we learn out a very important rule called Dayo Labamin Adin Liyos Kinodom. We have a rule of logic called the Kal Vachomer, Fortiori, right? If I'm a weakling, I could lift this, then you, who's much stronger than me, could certainly lift it, right? So that's a Kal Vachomer. It's called a Fortiori. It's a law of logic, a law of inference. Now, Hashem said if her father would be upset at her, then she'd be embarrassed for 7 days. She'd stay away, right? So then from Hashem, who's 10 times her father, she should stay away for 14 days, right? Shouldn't say she should certainly stay away for 7 days. If you're 15 times stronger than me, and I could lift this, then maybe we could say you could lift twice this, right? Because you're much stronger than me. You're not just twice as strong as me. So Hashem taught us over here that in a Kal Vachomer you don't say that. The most you could learn out is the amount you're learning from. Meaning if I'm saying I could lift this, so the most I know is that you could lift this. I don't know anything beyond that. The fact that I'm saying you're much stronger than me, well, we can't break that law of logic. The law says all you know is that you could definitely do that much. How much more than that, I don't know for sure. So that we learn out from here. Because Hashem said if her father would have spat in her face, if her father would have been upset at her, then she would be embarrassed for 7 days, certainly now. Now there are two opinions in Chazal whether Aaron also got tzaras or not. Aaron HaKohen. One opinion says he did. The other opinion says no, Miriam instigated it, so therefore she got the worst punishment. But Aaron was a nidui. We have a law, halachically, that a person who learns by a Rebbe, if his Rebbe is upset at him, so there are different levels of being upset. There's a level called nizifa. I feel he's slightly upset at me, so I keep a distance for a day. And there's also a level of nidui that a person feels he's very upset at me. I have to act like I'm in mourning, like I'm upset. I did something wrong for 7 days. So that's nidui. Now there's also nidui that Beis Din could institute. The Beis Din says, this person isn't listening to the Beis Din. He's not doing what we told him. Everyone has to stay away from him. And there are different levels in nidui. There's a level that we say, you can't talk to him, you can't do business with him, you can't sit within his four amos, within 4 footsteps of him. There are different levels of how bad we say you have to stay away from him. And this is where the term nidui means distanced from. And that's why a woman, when she has her period, is called a nida, because in ancient days when they kept the laws of purity, so everyone had to stay away from her because she's impure right now until she gets pure. So this all revolves around the term nidui. And Aaron HaKohen also, even if he did not get tzaras, he had to act as though he was a nidui. We're going to see next week Sparsha, that the Jewish people, after they sinned in listening to the Miraglim, they all had a din of nidui. They had a din that they were, just like Aaron was embarrassed from Hashem for the way he behaved, so too the Jewish people, the 40 years in the desert, their halachic status was as people who are minude from Hashem, they're nidui from Hashem. They're embarrassed for the way they're behaving. Any questions?